hey, are you ordering a pizza for dinner? Because tonight we're talking about the best wines to go with your pie.
Well, joining us now for the Wine of the Week, syndicated wine columnist Scott Greenberg. Good to have you back, sir.
It is good to be back. Good to see Sean and Hillary.
Hi.
Now, a lot of people like beer and pizza, but there are others of us who like wine and pizza.
We won't hold it against them.
No, not at all. So where do we start here? You got Pinot Grigio. What do you got for
Pinot Grigio? You know, I really like wines with pizza. And we have three rules, by the way, for pizza wine. Uh-huh. First of all, it has to be affordable. So we're going to keep it all under $20.
Okay.
Secondly, it has to be findable, right? I mean, we want to make sure that they're readily available in the local area. These wines all are. And third, we want to make sure they actually go with pizza, like the 2011 Estancia Pinot Grigio from California. This is a beautiful white wine. It's great with, say, white pizza. Flavors, tropical fruit, citrus are very dry, velvety, particularly well orchestrated on a full body. But what I really like is the crisp, refreshing finish, again, due to that abundant acidity. And I think it would just be a beautiful wine to have with white pizza. Again, $10.
Let's say we get fancy and put some squid on our pizza or maybe some shrimp or something like that.
What you want to go with like a seafood topping?
Yeah,
well, then
exactly.
You're going to want to open up a bottle of the 2011 Robert Mondavi Fumé Blanc. Now, that's a Sauvignon Blanc, but they call it Fumé Blanc. That's pretty fancy.
Because it's smoking?
It is smoking hot. It's from Napa Valley, California. And it's exceptionally well-balanced and fruit-forward wine. I think it would really be good with actually seafood-topped pizzas. I really like the citrus-oriented nose and then bright pineapple and nectarine and peach that are, again, repeated on the palate. The wine just shines. Pleasant acidity, distinctive notes of passion fruit and vanilla on the finish. Give it a nice little layer of complexity there. I think it'll hold up well. And, again, $18.
Are you a white or a red pizza guy?
I'm a red pizza guy.
Okay.
I like a lot of meat on my pizza.
Well,
can't you tell?
Yeah, really. What about, you got to go to Italy to have at least one of the wines here. Yeah.
Molto bene. So, you know, it's funny because normally my wife will pick the Italian wines. I'll pick the California wines. Uh-huh. This time I'm picking the Italian wines. The 2011 Terra del Barolo Barbero dell'Alba. Now, this is from Piedmont, Italy. It's made from 100% Barbera, which traditionally used in blends to add color and acidity. But this version features aromas of red berry, little spicy licorice on the nose. And then you get these great flavors of red fruit like cranberry, red currants, and cherry. Just all balanced. Subtle tannins, bright acidity. $11.
Wow.
Oh,
yeah, it's a good bottle of wine. It's uncomplicated and great.
Well, I like uncomplicated and great.
Like me.
That's why I love you, Scott. Scott Greenberg, syndicated wine columnist. Want to know what wine to drink with your next meal?